Good morning and welcome to Global Time with Jesus Christ. Well, thank you for joining us, and we bless God on this Wednesday morning, January 15th, 2014. Thank you for joining us, and I trust that you had a wonderful time of and season of rest. I know I did, and I did look forward to us getting together as we are presently. Well, we do apologize for our lack of programming on yesterday. There was a technical glitch which had our program scheduled for 6:30 as opposed to its normal 6 o'clock hour. And our programming and its workings are all done via the most modern technology that is available, and sometimes the technology takes over, leaves us not in control. If we're not on our P's and Q's, and I think I may have slipped up in some way on in setting up our programming for yesterday. So, however, we praise God that we are here, and thank God for your prayers. I know many of you prayed for us and still prayed, even though that we weren't connected, but we were connected in the most powerful way. We were all praying in our particular locations at the same time. I know I was. Something like occurred on yesterday leaves me really missing our time together. And I'm sure that is true for many of you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your prayers and your commitment to this operation of bringing God's plan and purposes concerning the earth and the nations into fruition and fulfillment. Well, today our focus is the secret of spiritual power. And this is not something intoxicating or heady, other than the fact that we have many examples in the scripture of the men and women of God that God used in their lifetime, in their race, from the, you know, as they lived from day to day. And they weren't extraordinary other than the fact that God used them. They were just ordinary people who were obedient to God. And I'm sure you endeavor to be one of those that are obedient during your lifetime. And I know that I endeavor to do that. In fact, that is why this program is what it is. However, we are in a 21-day consecration and fast, 21 days of humility and brokenness, and that ends on the 25th of January. We are in the 11th day, and it's quite an experience as we are refreshed and sharpened, given a sharper edge to our being and to our relationship with the Lord, and the clarity to hear His voice even clearer, and our perception is sharpened beyond what it was. And so we thank God for this season, this period of time. Now, what is the secret of spiritual power? When we look at Daniel, we can take just that one individual, Daniel, and pay close attention to his experience and what happened as a result of him, or his humbling of himself being broken before the Lord. And he says it explicitly in the first three verses of chapter 10. He places it pointedly in a way that you and I can understand. And it's not mysterious. It's really very simple. He says, in the first year of his reign, meaning the first year, let's go to the ninth verse. Daniel chapter 9. He said, in the first year of Darius, son of Ahasuerus, of the offspring of the Medes, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. Now, this was, when we read chapter 9, we discovered that Daniel had great concerns for the people of God and for God's plan and purposes concerning them. Now, when we go to the 10th chapter in the first couple of verses, he said, over there, he said that I, Daniel, mourned for 3 full weeks. And mourning here, as in the Hebrew sense, has to do with the fasting and prayer. And that's what Daniel is referring to. And he prayed for, number one, the first thing he did, he confessed his sins. That's the first thing. If you chart or log Daniel's actions, you'll realize that there's a specific sequence to stirring heaven, to causing heaven to move. He humbled himself. He confessed his sin. Then he confessed the sins of his people. So there's no mystery to that. That's very simple. However, it can be challenging for many, because to confess our sins means that we have to admit to failure, to having sinned and having disappointed God, so to speak. And that's a humbling posture and position. And there are things in us that would keep us from actually doing that. We like to think of ourselves more highly than we are. So he was mourning 3 full weeks, and therefore he ate no pleasant or desirable food. No meat, no wine came to his mouth, and he did not anoint himself at all for the full 3 weeks. So that's 21 days. So what happened as a result of his actions? An angel appeared to him, bringing the answer to his prayers. But it wasn't quite that simple. Apparently the answer, the angel that was bringing the answer to his prayer, was interrupted or intercepted by demonic powers that wanted to prevent what was going on concerning the people of God and God's purposes. But here's the point. Daniel's humbling himself caused heaven to move. That's the key point. You know, we can say a lot of things about this narrative, this history that's recorded in the Bible, but we won't do that on this occasion. But I did want to point out that you and I have access to the power that moves heaven. And so there was warfare. So Daniel was engaged in the warfare. He initiated the action of heaven by doing something in the earth, such as repenting for his sins and the sins of his people. But what drove him to repentance? His concern for God's plan and God's purposes. So on our agenda today, because we're concerned about God's plan and God's purposes, one of the things that we want to do is to follow exactly what Daniel did. We want to repent for our sins, and we want to repent for the sins of the people of God. Yes, the people of God. We're not where we ought to be. we're experiencing failure and causing disappointment for God. He wants us to be sharper, more active and proactive concerning his plan and purposes for the nations and the entire earth. This is a huge plan concerning the Son of God receiving the inheritance of the nations and the utmost parts of the earth. This is what the plan is about. It's not about me and it's not about you. It's larger than that. And that's why we have to humble ourselves, because we're told in error that it's about us. And we believe that. This is bigger than us. And what a joy it is for us to humble ourselves, such as we are doing today. We arose early and we're about to pray. We're about to go before the throne of grace. We're priests entering the Holy of Holies. Awesome stuff. Right where the Shekinah glory is, that is something to behold. So let us go to the throne of grace, please, and let's begin to pray right away. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you in his name, the name that is above every other name, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I'm getting, forgive me, I'm interrupting our prayer here. I'm getting some signals that are saying that our program is ending. I don't know what's going on with that, but I can tell you that we're being opposed, and I would suggest to you that you be in prayer even as this technology goes haywire. I don't know what's going on. It's telling me I have 19 seconds left, and there's something there. Our program is not due to end first. As set for another 30 minutes. So if in fact it ends, just continue in prayer. I think we've said enough already to put us on the right track. But let's continue to believe God. I see we're still on. Okay. Well, praise God. I trust that that's the norm for now. Let's go back to prayer, please. Father, we know that your Son has been given a name above every other name. And we do thank you and we do praise you today for that. And it's in that awesome name that we come today. We come not in our own names. We're unable. We're unworthy. But he is worthy. And we come being concerned about our own sin, our own failures. And we thank you, dear Father, that we are at the place where forgiveness is available. And we ask for your forgiveness. We ask for your cleansing for our sin. We have weaknesses. We have failures for which we, some of which we are not intending to exhibit and to display before your eyes. But nevertheless, they're there. And we know that you are compassionate, loving, most merciful. And for that, we give you praise. We bow low before your throne, at the feet of your throne, knowing that you are high and lifted up. You are the awesome God. And like Daniel, we see our true condition. On behalf of the people of God, your people, which include us, and your purposes, we represent and intercede for them today, for your great plan in the earth concerning the nations. We intercede today humbly before your presence. We ask that you would visit us in a special way. Visit your people in a special way that would stir us, cause us to be moved in the right direction towards you, closer. Deserve and yearn for a closer relationship with all of us, with your people in the earth. Father, we see the conditions in the earth, and we know that we are not there. We're conscious that we are not there. We are not where we ought to be. You want to use us in a greater way, but our sin, our disobedience, our rebellion, our self-will, all of those things conspire against your plan and your purpose. So today, we confess on behalf of the people of God, confess our failures, confess our unbelief, confess the fact that we are out of alignment with you and your great purposes. So, Father, we ask today not only for your forgiveness, not only for your cleansing through the blood of Jesus Christ, but that the alignment that you desire between us and yourself, between your people and yourself, would come into being so that there would be a perfect dance, perfect step, being in step with you. That is your plan. That is your heart's desire. And we thank you today for drawing close to us so that we can draw close to you. Father, we see individuals and we see families. We see generations. We see the nations that are in turmoil, suffering because of sin. And it does not look pretty at all. It's burdening to behold. Therefore, we mourn like Daniel. We mourn. Our hearts are heavy. All of the violence that seems to be so normal that we are not moved much by it because we're so conditioned to it as if it's normal. When in fact, it grieves you to your core, to your heart. It grieves you. And therefore, today, we're grieved as well by the loss of life, which means loss of opportunity to come to know you, loss of relationship with you. And we stand with you against the powers of darkness that seek to steal, to kill, and to destroy. We stand with you. Thank you for the great purpose, the great opportunity that we have to stand with you. And we know, Father, from looking at your word, that you win, that the people of God overcame by the word of their testimony and the blood of the Lamb. Yes. We overcame. And so we're positioning ourselves for you to visit us. And we know that you come with healing in your wings, healing not just for our bodies, but for our spirits, for our mind. And like Daniel, we set to seek you. We set our minds to seek you. All of our minds. and with all of our heart in the name of Jesus on this day. We thank you, Lord, for this great opportunity that we have, for life and for liberty that you've given to us, so that we can perform your will as we're doing even now. We know, Lord, that you are not hard of hearing, and you are not unwilling to respond and to answer. You hear and you answer. And we thank you, Lord. Strengthen your people today. Strengthen us in the name of Jesus so that we have effect in the earth, because of your hand being upon us. Like the angel laid his hand upon Daniel. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today. Amen and amen. Well, once again, welcome to you. Thank you for joining us. And I see we're still on. Well, praise God. Somebody's praying. And I don't know what the technology was doing, but it was telling us that we're about to go off. But no, we're here. Praise God. Well, good morning once again. Welcome. Do you have a praise report? Or do you have a prayer request? We're here to entertain either one or both for God's glory on this Wednesday morning. And the month of January, we thank you for joining us. Do you have a prayer request or a prayer? Give it air, give it breath. Let it go up to heaven. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
I hear a voice.
Thank
I hear someone.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
thank
the name
you.
Of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory
you.
To God. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory
we praise
you.
His name.
You are awesome, God. We thank you, Father. That you
yes. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
You're worthy of all the praises.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. You're worthy,
Good
God.
Morning.
You're worthy.
Praise
good
the
morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Praise
welcome.
The Lord
and you're on.
Praise the Lord,
yes.
Pastor. Praise the Lord, saints. I have a prayer request. It's really a burden in my spirit. And I know that most of us, or some of us who are on this prayer line, have family members or friend or close friend or acquaintance that is battling the spirit of drugs and alcohol and other addicted substances. And
yes.
I would like to lift up these individuals in prayer. I have a brother who is on drugs, and I have two co-workers who have sisters that are on drugs, and you know, when I hear they talk about the things that the family members does and is going through, one of my co-workers, her sister is in Integrity House, downtown North. So this morning I would like us to lift up people who are on drugs, alcohol, substance abuse or any sort of addiction. And it's funny, but you wouldn't believe the kind of addiction that people is on. Like, there are people who are sexual addicted.
Yes.
There are people who are addicted to the television. There are people who are addicted
yes.
to pornography.
Food.
And it's not only drugs and alcohol, but there are so many demonic addiction that is just destroying people. So this morning I would like to lift up say a prayer for any sort of ungodly addiction or addiction that is preventing us from living a normal, natural, godly life.
That is
my prayer request this morning.
Praise God.
Well,
praise God.
We want to
be,
I'm sure everyone that is on with us has experienced what you're talking about in one way or
Hello?
Blood of Jesus. Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus. Lord God,
in the name of Jesus,
everyone, oh God, every heart.
Yes, Lord, and we continue praying.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
We lift up all our family members.